Welcome. This is Struggles to Strengths, and I'm your host, Chad Doff. This is the podcast about learning through your struggles and failures, figuring out how to take the difficulties in your life, the lessons learned, and then how do you move forward. Welcome back to S2S, everyone, episode number 86, Touch the Line. And this week, I want to talk about a memory that I had from a long time ago. It actually goes all the way back to high school and a time that I failed. And it wasn't my fault, but it was still a failure, right? So I played high school basketball, and it was my freshman or my sophomore year. I can't remember. Probably my freshman year because I couldn't drive yet. And I had a Saturday morning practice, and my dad was taking me to practice, and he got hung up at the hospital where he worked. And so he did not get to the house in time to drive me to practice. And so I was late by 5 minutes. And the rule was, if you were late, then you had to run. You had to do extra training at the end of practice as a punishment. And there were some guys who were always getting in trouble. They didn't care about being late, or they'd be mouthy or use language or whatever the case may be that would get them in trouble. It bothered me. I did not like getting in trouble. I did not like that. And so when I got in, my dad was like, well, maybe they won't even notice when you get in there. But, you know, when I get in, and the coach walked in right behind me, and he saw me. Now, interestingly enough, that meant he was late too. So I thought, maybe, well, if coach is late and I'm late, then maybe we'll both be okay. And by the way, I hate to be late. I am a 10 minutes early guy. If I'm going to a destination, I feel like I'm late. I do my very best to be on time wherever I go. But at the end of practice, I got punished. And so it was the assistant coach's job to run the drill of running back and forth and to be punished. And you have to kind of run down and back. And for it to count, you have to touch the line. You could not cut it short. If you've played sports before, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't played sports, you're not a sports person. It's just, you know, just imagine like running down the court, and you had to get to the end, and you had to touch the end with your hand and run the other direction. And everybody was bunched up together to run. And I moved over to the one side because, quite frankly, I felt shame. I felt shame that I was in trouble. I didn't like being late. I didn't like how that made me feel. And yeah, I didn't like being there. And the assistant coach that was running the drill yelled, "Duff, get over here. Run over here where I can see you. I want to make sure that I know you're touching the line." And the head coach said, "Nope, Duff can stay there. He's like, he touches the line. I trust him to touch the line." And you know what? I did. When I was punishing myself. And I was going to run down. And if that was the expectation, that was the expectation. And I did it. And I took my punishment. And that's the only time that I ever got in trouble for being late. But what you realize there is that I always touched the line. When we did conditioning, there were always guys that would cut it short. There were always guys that would take a shortcut. Not that they didn't care. Some of the better athletes on our team were always looking for a little bit of an advantage when it came to conditioning, right? Or like getting away with it. You know, as you're a kid, you're almost feeling like you're getting away with something. But the fact of the matter is, you're supposed to touch the line. And here's the thing. You're the only one that needs to know if you do it or not. Yeah, sometimes you'll have eyes looking at you, but it's up to you. When someone puts a task in front of you, you're the one that has to do it. And you know what? When you touch the line, you're going to win in the end. Now, I want you to think about your life right now. What's something that you're working on or something that you're doing where you have to kind of mentally touch the line every day? Is it getting to work, getting on time, being at work on time, or having a good attitude at work? Or is it a relationship that you have? Think about in your mind, like, what race do you have to run? What conditioning do you have to run? And I'm not even talking about because you're being punished like I was, but what do you have to do in your life? And, you know, if you think about running that race and the expectation is that you touch the line, are you touching it? Are you making it there? Are you doing everything that you can each and every day to ensure that you're touching the line. Even when someone's not watching. When I first started in pharmaceutical sales, the workday was 8 to 5, and that's what I worked. I was out of my house in a suit every day at 8 o'clock, and then I did not come home until after 5 because that's what they told me at first that I had to do. Now, something that I did learn is that just because you work that whole time doesn't mean it's always productive, or doesn't mean there's always like that's always like the best use of time. So there are two different things that you can look at, right? It's important to do your work. It's important to touch the line. It's also important not to just do things to do things, or never maybe question what you're doing and making things happen out there. But I think to myself about the times in my life where I'm not making it the way that I want to, where I'm not being the best version of myself. And you want to know what? I can tell you with almost out fail, if I think about it mentally, it's because I wasn't touching the line. That's the truth. I was not getting there. I was falling short. And here's the thing. Every day you're not going to have your best effort. You're just not. You're not going to feel like giving your best at work each and every day, or being, you know, your best even in a relationship. Every day, people are going to frustrate you. People are going to make you mad. People are going to ask more than they should of you. And when those weights of what happens and what's around you kind of sit on your shoulders, how often do you then take that as an excuse to not touch the line, to not do what you have to do, especially when no one's watching? But you're the one that needs to know. You're the only one that needs to know what you're doing. You know, I had a breakthrough a little over a month ago. And for those of you that have been with me since the very beginning of this podcast, you know that in my very first episode, I had this long conversation about how I was going to lose 100 pounds in the next year's time, and where I was and what was happening. And I did the opposite. I didn't lose weight during the course of this podcast. I gained it for a while. I'm happy to report now that I'm down over 60 pounds, and I am on this really kind of, I feel like, bullet train now of getting to where I want to be. But why? Why am I losing weight now? I'll tell you why. Because I decided to touch the line again, because I knew what it would take to really do it, and something clicked in my head. So the question you might ask yourself then is, well, Chad, how'd you do that? How'd you click it in your head? How'd you make that be the case? How do I do it? Well, here's probably crappy advice. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I realized when I did sit with myself quietly and when I really thought about what I wanted to attain, what I wanted to make happen, what was my real goal, what did I want to do, how did I want to look, how did I want to feel, I realize and remember, oh, yes, that means for me an hour of hard cardio every day, right? That means sensible eating. You know, it means a lot of different things when it comes to my diet. And that's all it took for me to, when I realized that, that was back to me touching your line. So that's what I want to challenge you on today. I want you to ask yourself, where are you potentially, two questions actually. One, where are you falling short? What's an aspect in your life right now that you're falling short? And I want you to analyze that for a bit. And I want to ask yourself, are you truly touching the line? Are you giving it everything you've got? And guess what? Here's the thing. The answer might be yes. The answer might be like, yes, Chad, I can't do any more than what I'm doing. And if that's the case, I would just encourage you, keep doing it. Because in my life, when I give my best, when I do, when I touch the line, when I make things happen, even when something goes bad, like that punishment in basketball, and I know that's a small thing, but I was trusted. I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to worry about it, and I still touched the line. So that's the first thing. But the second question I have for you is, where are you falling short? And why? And is it because you're not touching the line? I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, truly. And the question becomes, and here's the thing, and this was the truth of my friends that I used to play with, play basketball with. when they came up, quote unquote, short of touching the line, it wasn't that far. They almost got all the way there. It would have taken such little effort, so much more, like just a little bit more, just a little more effort would have gotten them to the line, but they didn't want to do it. They wanted to take a shortcut. They wanted to feel like they were getting away with it. And did they still win? Did they still make things happen? Yeah, sometimes. That happens. That can be pretty frustrating, right? When you're somebody who is touching the line and someone else is not, and they're getting as good a result as you, or even better sometimes. How frustrating is that when someone's doing better than you and you feel like they're not putting in the same effort that you're putting in? But the fact of the matter is, what do I say, folks? Week after week after week after month after month after month, now year after year, who can you control? You. That's it. You can control your effort, and you control what you do, and you control what you make happen out there. You can control touching the line. And that's where I would say, think about where you are, sit with yourself, and what's an area where you can push yourself just a little bit more to make sure that you're touching the line. Each week we give you two takeaways from the podcast, and this week's, I like them both. Number one, you're the only one that needs to know. You don't have to announce it to the world that you're now touching the line. It's okay if you do, if you want to share your extra effort or your success, but it doesn't. That's not going to make you successful. What's going to make you successful is you doing your job, you do making the effort, you do doing what you need to do, you doing what has to happen. You're the only one that needs to know that. That's number one. And number two, you'll win in the end. You will. I promise. Even if it's not the way that you totally saw it or totally intended it to be, when you're willing to put forward the effort that it takes to get down and back, touch those lines the way that the expectation is, you will grow and you're going to find victory in that. So I hope that this week's podcast helped you there, and I hope you're having a great holiday season. I know that this is a really joyous time. This is my very favorite time of the year, and I just love it. And this is a really hard time of the year for me too, because December 10th is the 3-year anniversary of my dad's passing of COVID, and that's a hard part for our family too. But you know, I would know he would want me to keep touching the line, to keep celebrating, and keep working hard out there. So I hope you're having a great holiday season. But if you're like me and my family who lost, you know, one of our very important loved ones during this season too, I know that can be hard. And just know I'm thinking about you, and I'm gonna say a prayer for you too. And you say one for me. Trust me, I will receive it. So thank you so much for listening each and every week. Continue to send me your support through likes and through rating and passing this on to other friends and help me to get to more people, because I just want to help. I hope that my words of encouragement and my willing to share my failures and my friends and my colleagues that have come on now for nearly 2 years and have been willing to be vulnerable in sharing theirs, I hope we are creating a community where we can all be together, be for each other, and all help each other touch that line. And so until next time, be well.